believe you're going through with this.
JT, Carol and I have had no time alone together since we got married. We really need this weekend away.
I don't care if you go away, but do you have to put Dana in charge?
Do you have a better idea?
Yeah, put me in charge.
JT, I said, do you have a better idea?
Okay, Dana, now here's a list of phone numbers you might need in case of emergency. Our hotel in Milwaukee, the Baumans next door, Dr. Kipper, Dr. Sharp.
Don't forget Dr. Beasley.
Dr. Beasley? The veterinarian?
Yes. What if JT gets sick?
Or if we have to put Dana to sleep.
Come on, honey, we gotta go.
Now, I just want you two to have a wonderful time and don't worry about us for a minute. Although, I'll miss you terribly. You are such a suck-up. Hey, you go with your strength.
Now, kids, you know, this is the first time that we've left you alone, and I am trusting you to behave yourselves. That means listen to Dana, okay?
Okay.
All right, bye.
Oh,
bye. Oh, God. One more thing. No parties while we're gone.
Don't worry, Carol. You can trust us.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
It's party time! Yeah!
I'm starved. What are we having?
Franks and beans?
Did we forget something?
If you don't like my cooking, make your own dinner. Just don't make a mess. A couple of my friends are coming over.
Whoa. Wait a minute. You're having friends over?
They're from my study group.
Great! I'll invite my study group.
You have a D average. You need a study group for that?
Hey, we spark each other.
Forget it, JT. No parties.
Well, you're having one.
It's not a party. We're gonna study.
Dana, I think the distinction you're drawing is a very nebulous one. Any activity from which someone derives pleasure could be construed as a party. And anyone who talks like you could be construed as a twerp.
Look, I want to be fair. Since I've invited two friends over, each one of you can invite two friends over.
All right!
Well, here it is. The honeymoon suite.
Excuse me, these are twin beds.
Well, not exactly twins. One's got a leg that wobbles.
No. You see, your brochure says a lover's retreat.
They usually do when they see this room. And this is your deluxe bathroom. This one must have been on steroids.
This doesn't seem very romantic.
Oh, now, wait a minute, honey. You and I can make any place romantic.
Excuse me.
What the hell was that?
A train. Where are you folks from?
I'm not staying in this room another minute.
Now, wait a minute, honey. I know how to talk to him. Look, what do we got to do to get a better room?
Go to a better hotel.
Wait. You mean there's nothing else?
I'm sorry there's a convention, but listen, if you folks need anything else, just call the desk and ask for Rocky.
Yeah, okay, thanks, Rocky.
Oh, I'm not Rocky, I'm Phil. Rocky takes care of the problem guests.
You know, Frank, I hope this doesn't spoil your weekend, but I'm going home.
No way, huh? Now, don't let the room get you down. It's a minor setback. We could still make this a weekend to remember.
Yeah? How?
First thing we gotta do is rearrange the furniture so it doesn't look like my parents' bedroom.
And then what?
And then, next time the room shakes, it won't be the choo-choo train.
Okay, well, while you're doing that, I'll just slip into something a little more comfortable.
That's what I've been waiting to hear. Technique of mine, honey. I use it to focus my energies.
Save some of those yells for later. Don't go away. I'll be right back.
I'm not going anywhere. I can't move.
Hello, Sheldon. This is your best friend, Mark. Foster. Listen, we're having a little party tonight at my house, and I was wondering... Foster! Never mind.
Hey, little step cuz. What are you doing?
Well, Dana said we could each have two friends over tonight, and I seem to be coming up one friend short.
Oh, no problem. I'll be your friend.
Oh, I already counted you. I'm looking for number two.
Yeah, cool. Well, let me know when you find him.
Oh, I will. Hello, Gary? This is Mark. Foster.
Oh, that's probably the friends I invite.
Hey, I can invite friends, not you.
Okay, okay, I'll just have to tell them to go.
Hey, Jonah.
Hi, Allie. Hi, Cheryl. Listen, I'm sorry I made a mistake.
Yeah, you should have been here an hour ago.
Come on in. I'm JT.
Hi.
JT, who are these people? I said two friends.
These are my two friends. I'll let you know how it goes with these two.
JT, they're gonna have to leave.
Yeah, right.
Karen, I said we could each invite two friends.
I know. These are the four finalists. Come on, guys.
This is getting totally out of hand. I said just two friends. Didn't anybody hear me?
I heard you. I just didn't care.
Wait a minute.
Hey, we heard there's a party here.
Well, you heard wrong.
Hey, Karen.
Hey, come on, everybody. This is it. Let's party!
Just me, honey, doing my James Brown impression. Ow, I feel good.
Frank, I got the wrong suitcase. My new negligee's in the other suitcase.
That suitcase, the big one?
Could you get it for me?
We'll see.
Ha ha ha!
all yours.
Come here, you savage.
Okay. Oh. Taking my time. I want this moment to last.
Oh, Frank, you're such a romantic. You're gonna love this.
You, since my pigs asleep in your underwear drawer.
Who cares? As long as everybody's gone. Okay, now all I've got to do is clean up. Mark, Brendan, you guys start in here. Al, Karen, you guys do the kitchen. JT, let's start moving this furniture back. JT? Where is JT? JT!
My forehead, okay?
Okay.
There you go. And the other one on my chin.
Okay.
All right, now, I want you to snap my head back just as hard as you can.
What if I hurt you?
Carol, I've had this happen to me before. Now, just do it. It couldn't be any worse.
Okay. One, two...
Oh, I was wrong. Oh, that's a whole bunch worse. Oh. Oh, Carol, all I wanted was a romantic weekend with you.
Yeah, well, you're not gonna have that. But there are three little words you could say that would make everything all right.
Oh, I love you?
No, the words are, let's go home.
I think you might have to strap me to the hood of the car, though.
chimney.
They didn't ask my permission.
So what are we gonna do?
Tell me someone didn't just pull into the driveway.
Would you look at that? Ceiling needs repainting.
Well, at least the house is still standing.
What do you think we do? Have a wild party with a million people and wreck the place?
Well, the thought did cross my mind.
Oh, Carol, my back is killing me. I just want to go upstairs and take a hot bath.
Oh, great idea. I'll fill the tub. I'll help you upstairs, Frank.
Oh, thank you, Dana. Sorry.
Chilly in here. Why don't you kids build a fire?
A fire? Where?
Well, call me crazy, but how about the fireplace?
Do we really need a fire?
Excuse me, if it's too hard for you, I'll build it myself.
No!
Was that JT? Where is JT?
JT?
Yeah? Hey, guys, what's happening?
Daddy?
Oh.
Are you mad at me?
Well, of course not, Slugger.
Yippee! Daddy, are you okay?
Oh, yeah. I think you fixed my back.
Good. I thought I'd take you in the no-no spot.
No, pal. You see, that's a whole different kind of scream. You go on up to bed. Okay.
Hi, right. Daddy.
I guess that's about it.
Hey, listen, I want to thank you for helping me get my kid out of that chimney. I'll bet you crazy stuff like this happens all the time.
Nope.
Oh, honey, look, I'm good as new.
Oh, Frank, I'm so glad.
How'd it go upstairs with the kids?
Well, they all apologized like crazy. I told them they'd have to work off the damages by doing extra chores around the house, and, you know, for the rest of the night, I've confined them to their rooms.
Oh, wait a minute. You mean we're all alone down here?
Yeah. You sure your back's okay?
Oh!
Did you hurt it again?
I feel good.